a canary in the coal mine. That's how activists are describing Puerto Rico's role in foreshadowing the risks of climate change on the U.S. mainland.
Puerto Rico is currently in the midst of a climate crisis that represents an accelerated vision of what we can expect here in the United States. It is the island of climate change.
That's Christina Hernandez with the Latino Climate Action Network, speaking on a conference call with reporters yesterday. Earlier in the week, the organization spoke to Congress, highlighting the problems Puerto Rico is expected to face. With more than half of Puerto Ricans living in coastal areas, millions are vulnerable to climate risks. Luis Garden Acosta is the founder of the Climate Action Network.
We now know that whole towns will be underwater. We now know that the airport, that our electrical grid, everything will be underwater. We now know that unless we have a plan, there'll be floating bodies just like we saw in Katrina.
Gardner Acosta says catastrophes like hurricanes Katrina and Sandy will become more common as climate change accelerates. Javier Laureano is the executive director of the San Juan Bay Estuary Program. He says when coastal areas flood, raw sewage can combine with fresh water.
1,000 persons who are already beginning to see public health effects from eye infections, skin infections, pulmonary diseases like asthma, dengue.
Now, Laureano and other experts are asking Congress to take action and help prepare Puerto Rico for the impacts of climate change. Ernesto Diaz is the director of the Coastal Zone Management Program.
Using that as a reference, mainland United States can benefit from what we implement in terms of adaptation strategies in Puerto Rico to effectively prepare ourselves to something that is not a question of if it's coming. It is here, and it is increasing in intensity and frequency. Climate change is here already.
Diaz says Puerto Rico's economy relies on infrastructure in the coastal zones, power plants, cruise ship ports, and beachside hotels. But with climate change and rising seas, they are at a greater risk of disaster from erosion or flooding. For WMNF News, I'm Gwyneth Dunsford.